We have a number of joys and concerns this morning. I'd just like to make it known that it's a joy to see so many people here this morning. We had over 90 people in the first service, and we've got a church full now, and I just think that's a real exceptional joy. Great things are happening here at First United Methodist Church in Warsaw, and we're proud of it. And we have a praise the Lord that Roxana Eckhoff had a bouncing baby boy. And I think this one's a little more than bouncing at 9 pounds, 10.5 ounces, 21 inches long. That sounded like it's half grown. Name was Benjamin Isaiah. I'm sorry. Was born yesterday, 9/8/07. And we have a thank you card from Marcia Eaton. Dear friends, Randy and I thank you very much for your thoughts and prayers during my recent surgeries. Eric, we were so glad you were with us both times, offering prayer and companionship at the time when we both needed it. The prayers and love from this congregation have always been special, but especially now. Most sincerely, Marcia Eaton. And we want to continue to pray for Marcia and her recovery. We have a request to pray for Bonnie Slaggett. That comes from Carol Makowitz. And also we would like to, of course, lift up all the people in our, that are listed on the bulletin and our joy and prayer concerns, and people in the nursing home and assisted living, and also our people in the armed forces. We want to continue to pray for all of them, as these are still very trying times. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this day. We thank you for this church that you allow us to come and worship, and we just thank you so much that everybody has opened their hearts and to your word and to your calling to come to this church this morning to hear your word. And Lord, we just praise you and thank you for all of these people that have been lifted up. We just offer up each and individual need to you, that you will take care of them and watch over them, give them your love and your compassion. Lord, we know that you're always there for us, and all we need to do is reach out. We thank you for that love. And now as we pray as you have taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
If you would all grab your Bibles, or the pew Bibles, whichever is easiest to get, and turn to Hebrews. Hebrews. Now, just in case, well, first of all, for those who aren't so familiar with Hebrews, is Hebrews in the Old or the New Testament? New Testament, that's right. And if hopefully it'll help you, but it's like after 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, and then Hebrews. All right? So as you find that, would you please stick your finger in that place in the Bible and stand up with me? And let us say the Bible pledge together as we raise our Bibles above our heads this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12, beginning with verse 7 and continuing through 11. Hebrews 12, 7 through 11.